This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Your back-to-school Nishna Valley.
Yeah.
By probably middle of the week or so, pretty much everybody around the area should be back to school.
Yeah.
Atlantic hit the books again last Wednesday. And we got a number of schools starting now this week as well, Monday, and several of them on Wednesday as well. So happy back-to-school time.
Oh, I bet they are.
Yippee, skippy. you're not too many years away from discovering the joys of back to school as a parent.
It's going to be, I don't know, not looking forward to it.
You know what? Before you do the back to school thing, though, you have to do the off to school thing.
Off to school?
Well, you got to get the first time before you can go back to school.
Yeah, that's true. First time to school. First, yeah.
How did your mom handle it when she sent little Stacy Hartman off to school that first time?
I have no idea. I do not remember.
You don't remember your first day of school?
No.
I'm an old guy, and I remember mine.
No, I did not. I know we'd always get our picture taken out on the deck every year. But other than that, no, I don't remember the first day of school.
I remember my mom walking me to... She walked me about two-thirds or thereabouts, three-quarters of the way to school that first day, to first day of kindergarten. And then she stopped to let me go because she didn't want... You know, I mean, you're a little boy.
Yeah.
You don't want your mom walking you hand in hand all the way up to the doors of the school. You know, you look like a mama's boy. You're a prime target.
You're a big boy now.
Yeah. Big boy pants on today.
Yeah.
So, no, she walked me about three quarters of the way, and then she said goodbye, and she said, have a nice day, and all that kind of stuff. And then she turned and started to walk away, and I turned and looked at her a couple of times, and she knew I was watching. So all of a sudden, then she disappeared. Oh, she was... about a block behind, making sure. You know, yeah. She just didn't want to walk me all the way to school, but followed me the rest of the way and made sure I got off to school. Of course, back, you know, we had half-day kindergarten. Mm. And I had the mornings, which was nice. You liked the mornings. But, I had morning kindergarten. And then after school, she was there to pick me up and walk me home again.
Perfect.
Of course, picking you up from school today means something completely different. Where'd we live? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. About 8 or 9 blocks away from kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And, picking up meant Mom met me after kindergarten on the street there, and we walked home.
Yeah.
Today, picking them up means, you know, in the car.
Waiting in line. Yeah, I drive by there, and it's like, gosh.
So you can give them a ride that whole two blocks home, because, you know, kids are lazy.
Yeah.
Don't want to do anything anymore.
No,
completely different. Yeah, so, well, we won't dwell on that, because, you got a couple years yet.
A few years to enjoy it yet.
And when we're walking to school, of course, we're having to cross streets and all that stuff. So Mom gives us the little lesson about, you know, looking both ways and all that. So first day of school was quite the educational experience.
Oh, I bet.
Both in and out.
Yeah.
I noticed a story here talking about crossing streets. I saw a story here on Fox News this week that just made me laugh.
Okay.
In Portland, Oregon. This actually happened. I've got the story right here in my hand. Stacy can back me up. In Portland, Oregon this week, police were told that there was a chicken and it was attempting to cross the road.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, the evils. Can you believe that?
I bet they had a field day with that on the news.
What a terrible, terrible thing for a chicken to do.
Why, oh, why?
Has he not heard the jokes? But that actually happened. Someone, a citizen, called the police non-emergency line in Portland, Oregon on Monday evening this past week to report that the chicken's efforts to cross the road in a North Portland neighborhood were bringing traffic nearly to a standstill.
Oh, my goodness.
And he had to assure the dispatcher that he was not joking.
I'm not crazy. I'm not kidding.
In fact, they started the conversation when he called in. They said, you know, what can we do for you? And he says, hi, I just want to report. He says, first of all, this is not a joke. I heard the police tape. This is not a joke, but there's a chicken crossing the road. And the dispatcher, I guess, chuckled and then had to clarify things and said, is it just the one chicken? And the caller, of course, said, yes, it was. And Sergeant Pete Simpson said officers did respond, but they were unable to locate the chicken. And so police also noted in the report that they were unable to determine the chicken's intent.
Oh, my gosh.
Because everyone wants to know.
Everybody's a joker.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Ba-dum-bum.
I know that kind of ends with a joke.
Yeah.
But it actually happened.
You can't make that kind of stuff up.
I know. Well, you wouldn't. You'd expect it in Atlantic Iowa.
Yeah.
You wouldn't expect it in Portland, Oregon.
Right.
I'm sure they don't have too many downtown chicken farms where chickens are getting away and running across the road. They do have one, however.
Somewhere.
We don't know why he crossed the road, but by golly, it appears he was successful. You like to play board games and stuff?
I do.
Do you ever play like Words with Friends and stuff like that, those kind of games?
I have not played that one.
Really?
No.
Okay. It's kind of a online Scrabble game is really what it amounts to. Scrabble's a popular game. You know, the 25th National Scrabble Championships were being played this week.
Oh, I did not know that.
Did you even know there was a Scrabble championship?
I did not know that.
Well, got to get on that. I bet that pays big bucks.
Yeah.
In fact, the winners were crowned earlier this week. I don't have the list of them, but nobody from my neighborhood won. So, Scrabble, it's a common game that most everybody played at one time or another. We're familiar with it. You got the board there with all the tiles or all the squares on it, and you've got the tiles, and you draw from the pile, and the tiles are all, you know, awarded a certain amount of points depending.
I don't think I've actually ever played it.
You've never played Scrabble?
I don't think I actually have.
Wow. Well, Alfred Butz, who was an architect, he's the one who devised the game. He called it Lexico.
Okay.
Which, you know, what's that? And then he called it Crisscross Words during the Great Depression.
Getting better.
Changed the name a little bit. And I don't know, Scrabble really means much anyway. That's probably no better than Lexico, but we're used to Scrabble. We know what it means. There are 100 letter tiles in a Scrabble game. They range anywhere from 1 point, the A, E, I, O, U, all the vowels, L, N, S, T, R. This is starting to sound like Wheel of Fortune,
isn't it? All I could think of was Vanna White.
Yeah. Those are all worth 1 point, and then you got all the way up to 10 points. Mm-hmm. And do you know which letters are worth 10 points?
I'm assuming probably like Q.
That's one. There are two of them.
Oh, gosh.
What's another, the least common?
V.
Well, that's not a bad, there you go. I was going to say, V is not a bad guess, but Z is. Q and Z, they're both worth 10 points. But, you know, groups of six letters, they combine with another letter for a valuable seven-letter word are called bingo stems.
Okay.
They said sateen, satire, and retina are considered the best bingo stems. Apparently, you get a lot of letters out of those, or a lot of points out of that. The official Scrabble Players Dictionary, released this past Monday from Merriam-Webster, was the first update in a decade. They added 5,000 new words.
Jeez.
Because that's always that's the constant argument when you play Scrabble.
That's not a word.
That's not a word. they put in things that really are silly. Like,
I bet it's probably like slang.
Bromance, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I don't even know what that is. Selfie.
Let's take a selfie.
Which is kind of stupid. And they also put in two-letter words, like P-O, I don't even know, is it PO? I don't know how you pronounce it. I don't even know what it means. D-A, is that da or duh? I don't know what that is. And G-I, how is that a word? What is that?
Yeah. I don't get it.
G? I don't know what that is. Playable Scrabble words have to be found in a standard dictionary. You can't require capitalization on them, so you can't use like your last name or something. They can't have hyphens or apostrophes, and they can't be an abbreviation. You have to use full words, real words.
Yeah.
Scrabble was inducted in the National Toy Hall of Fame in 2004. Hasbro manufactures and sells Scrabble. They sell 2 million copies every year in the United States alone.
Jeez.
Yeah, yikes.
And when was it? When did it start?
You
said like the Great Depression, clear back then.
It doesn't give me a date when he actually invented it, but it was around during the Depression. So, the highest word score recorded in a sanctioned NASPA, that's the North American Scrabble Players Association. There are 151 active sanctioned clubs in North America to get together to play Scrabble. But the highest word score ever recorded in a sanctioned NASPA tournament was the word Brazers, B-R-A-Z-I-E-R-S. It earned a fellow by the name of T.A. Sanders 311 points.
Oh, my
gosh. In 1997 in Tyler, Texas. The association does have a code of conduct that prohibits audible obscenities, visible obscenities, physical abuse, intimidation, threats, cheating, and suspicious behavior. Apparently that Scrabble is a cutthroat game.
Pretty intense,
huh?
Yeah, geez, threats and, my gosh.
Did you get that upset
Don't
playing
you put
Scrabble?
That there.
I thought people just got mad and just flipped the board over and the tiles went flying.
Forget
and that was
this.
It. I'm done, I'm out of here. So go Scrabble. Go play Scrabble, but play it safely.
One, yeah.
Play it safely. Well, you know, my folks used that as a teaching tool for us when we were kids.
Oh, sure.
Because, you know, I know this is going to sound odd, but our parents actually spent time with us when we were children.
Yeah.
But mom, you know, especially mom spent a lot of time with us. She would read to us and she would help us read. And by the time we went to kindergarten, I mean, we could do a lot of basic math. We could do, you know, we were able to read at a very basic level, mm-hmm. but we were able to spell certain words, you know, what would be age appropriate, right. and stuff. And, you know, we were able to count and all those kinds of things. So, I mean, mom tried to do a lot of those things with us. And when we were in grade school, we did that a lot. You know, we would play a lot of board games and stuff. We didn't have, you know, Xbox and whatever else.
Video games.
Yeah. So we'd get together, we'd play stuff like Scrabble and things. But, you know, you're trying to do words. Well, our words are kind of small when you're just young children, mm-hmm. but you were forced to open a dictionary and look up words and stuff. So, you know, it was an educational opportunity for kids. So mm-hmm. you learn a few more words, expand your horizons a little bit. It's not the worst thing in the world to do.
No, not at all.
And you actually spend time with each other. There's a shocker.
It's weird.
There's a shock. Oh, Lord. What do you have there for us? I know you got some stuff going on here.
I do. Well, let's see here. We've got a blood drive coming up in Atlantic on August 21st. It's from noon to 4, and that will be held at Molly. And over near Villisca, it's the Strand Church Annual Bazaar and Dinner. It's August 23rd, and Strand Church is located 15 miles northeast of Villisca. So they'll have that dinner from 11 to 1, and they're serving roast beef, ham balls, cheesy potatoes, green beans, salads, homemade rolls, and homemade pies. It's only $8 for adults and then $5 for kids 10 and under. And then they have an auction after. That starts at 1:30. They just ask that you bring your own lawn chair, and they'll have large quilts, tea towels, baby quilts, rugs, pillowcases, and some other miscellaneous items up for the auction. So it's the Strand Church Annual Bazaar and Dinner on August 23rd, and the dinner starts at 11. The Atlantic Elks Lodge, they're having a spaghetti supper on August 23rd. It starts at 6 p.m., just $6. And then Greg Ring will be performing as Elvis at 8. Tickets for the show are $10. Seating is limited, so doors open at 7 for the show, and everyone is welcome to attend. Again, it's the Atlantic Elks Lodge spaghetti supper on August 23rd, and that starts at 6. St. John's United Church of Christ, their youth group is having their annual ice cream social. It's on August 24th from 5 to 7. And along with the ice cream, the homemade ice cream, they're serving ham sandwiches, chips, and desserts, and a drink, and it's all for a freewill offering. St. John's United Church of Christ is located 1 mile south of Lyman on Highway 71. Again, that's St. John's United Church of Christ Youth Group Ice Cream Social, August 24th from 5 to 7. A Red Cross blood drive is coming up in Red Oak. It's the end of the month, August 27th. That's from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Montgomery County Hospital. And then also over in Greenfield, their Red Cross blood drive is on August 28th from 11 to 5. And that will be held at the Methodist Church. The Guthrie County 4-H, they're hosting a silent auction. That's coming up August 29th. It's in the 4-H exhibit building at the Guthrie County Fair. Proceeds from that will help more than 200 4-H members participate in the local 4-H program. Items on the auction range from blankets to a leaf blower and everything in between. And then the silent auction will end on Monday, September 1st at 3 p.m. So it's the Guthrie County 4-H silent auction that starts August 29th and it ends on Monday, September 1st at 3. The Cass County Conservation Board has a full day for you on August 30th. They got lots of events going on. They're holding a free Mysterious Monarchs program on August 30th at 2 p.m. It's at the main campground at Lake Anita State Park in Anita. And you can discover the monarch butterflies before their journey south. They'll tag monarchs and show you how. And if you'd like your own home tagging kit, you must attend and pre-register for the kit. You can call 769-2372 to pre-register for your kit. And you do not have to be a registered camper to attend this program. It's the Mysterious Monarchs program. It's free on August 30th at 2 at the main campground at Lake Anita State Park in Anita. Then over in Lewis, the Cass County Conservation Board, they're holding a free Dutch oven cooking dinner campground program. It's on August 30th at 5 p.m. at the campground shelter at Cold Springs Park in Lewis. You'll make dinner and dessert in a Dutch oven. They just ask that you bring your own place setting for your samples. And you, again, you do not have to be a registered camper to attend this program either. It's the free Dutch Oven Cooking Dinner Campground program on August 30th at 5 p.m. at the campground shelter at Cold Springs Park. Then after that, you can stick around. They'll have Movie in the Park. That's at the campground shelter at Cold Springs Park in Lewis on August 30th at 9 p.m. And they're showing the Lego Movie. And if it rains, the movie will be canceled. And again, you do not have to be a registered camper to attend that program. It's the Movie in the Park on August 30th at 9 p.m. at the campground shelter at Cold Springs Park in Lewis. The Fletcher Chapel Neighborhood Party is going to be held on September 1st, which is Labor Day. It's at noon at Riggs Seed Shed. It's at 64333 Oxford Road in Atlantic, and the meal will be a potluck. So for anyone who lived near or remembers the old Fletcher Chapel Church or Fletcher store, they ask that you bring a folding chair and food to share in your beverage table service if you can. They will have some plastic forks and knives and paper plates, and they do have a few tables and chairs. If you have any questions, you can call Jim at 254-2408. It's the Fletcher Chapel Neighborhood Party, September 1st at noon at Riggs Seed Shed. Again, that's on September 1st. Let's see here. A moped safety class is coming up in September, which will be here before you know it. It's September 20th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's at the Farm Bureau Insurance Building. The cost is $40. You can call for registration 243-6343. You always see lots of mopeds around when school starts, so it's good to get some education on that. It's the moped safety class September 20th from 7 to 1 at the Farm Bureau Insurance Building. And again, the cost is just $40. The Atlantic Business and Professional Women's Fall Citywide Garage Sales coming up September 26th from 2 to 6 and also September 27th from 9 to 4. And the last day to register for that is September 5th, and you can call Becky Bonnie at 254-0838. And also on those dates is Coca-Cola Days. This year's theme is Thirst Knows No Season. They have a tailgate party on Friday at the Rock Island Depot, sneak peek from 6 to 8. Show, shop, and sell. Let's see here. The Atlantic Coca-Cola and Central Museum's open. It's actually only one of three in the country. And then on Saturday, they have the Collector's Showcase. Again, the museum is open. A social hour at the Atlantic Elks Lodge. And then you can also get your t-shirts for $16 for a short sleeve or $22 for a long sleeve. And you can just go online to order those at CocaColaDays.org.
Excellent. Very good. Well, we've got a few more things to talk about, but I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll do that right after this.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, back on our program here this week. A few more things coming up. In fact, this is this Sunday, the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Oneida. Congratulations to those folks celebrating their 75th anniversary this Sunday, August 17th. And they're inviting anyone to join them for the celebration. And they have some things going on. They'll have a special worship time at 10:30 this Sunday morning, then a potluck dinner in the Oneida Community Center at noon. Holy Cross providing the meat, the buns and drinks, and table service is also provided, and everyone is welcome to come in and enjoy. So congratulations to those folks who are members of the Holy Cross Lutheran Church on their 75th anniversary. Also, speaking of this Sunday, August 17th, the Shelby Lutheran Church fundraiser is being held. From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., they'll be serving Staley's Chicken Dinner with all the trimmings. It'll feature Orsi's bread and Dairy Queen ice cream with topping choices. Sounds good. 11 to 2. That's this Sunday, August 17th. That's at the Shelby Community Building in Shelby. And I'll have free delivery locally, too, for to-go orders for those folks. So hope the Shelby Lutheran Church has a nice fundraiser here this week. Ooh, Dairy Queen ice cream and Staley's chicken.
Sold.
That's a tough combination, isn't it? Mm-mm. The Wyota Fire Department will be hosting a tractor ride coming up on Saturday, August 23rd. That'll be 7 to 8 in the morning for registration. The cost is $15. That includes a meal. Departure is at 8 a.m. Riders or anyone who looks to join them for the meal, the cost is $10. And a pancake breakfast will be served at 6:30 in the morning. All the normal rules for tractor rides apply. You can contact Maynard Hansen or Mitch Boyson. If you'd like more information about that, again, that's coming up on Saturday, August 23rd, the Wyota Fire Department's tractor ride. Also, the Elliott Fall Festival's coming up next weekend, August 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. They have a big weekend planned in Elliott. All the activities are free and open to the public, which makes it that much more fun. The Fall Festival gets going with a movie in the park on Friday evening, August 22nd. Concessions will be sold by friends of the library, and they say to bring your lawn chairs and your bug spray. Yep. And the bug spray. The Saturday, the 23rd, will be a full day of activities. The Elliott First Responders will have a pancake breakfast at the community building. There'll be a flag-raising ceremony, a prayer and dedication. They'll move on to a Caleb Dial fun run. The Mercy Hospital Lifelight helicopter will be landing in front of the elementary school for folks to check out. Also during the day, they'll have plenty of other activities. There'll be a tractor pull, kids' activities, ice cream and pie social in the park. There'll be funnel cakes, an Orange Julius stand. Lunch will be served in the park by the Elliott Church of Christ. There'll be a show and shine car show in the park. The Elliott Fire Department will have water fights in the park for the kids. Also, there'll be a Texas Hold'em event at the community building. There'll be all kinds of things going on. The Tractor Museum will be open. There's a horseshoe tournament, snow cones. There'll be music for the kids. Peter the Juggler will be entertaining in the park, and the kids' tractor pull will be held as well. That's all just on Saturday. Then Saturday night, there'll be a kids' parade on Main Street, and then the main parade will follow. That's at 5 o'clock for the main parade, right after the kids' parade at 4:45. Supper will be served in the park, the Elliott Volunteer Fire Department serving, and then they'll have a music concert in the park with Shadows. That's a classic rock band. And then Sunday morning, they'll have a church service held in the park by the Elliott Church of Christ and the Elliott United Methodist Church. So lots of stuff going on throughout the weekend as Elliott's Fall Festival comes up next weekend. Lots of good stuff.
Yeah.
That's all I have for things coming up here in the coming days. You have some birthdays to share with us?
I do. I have an 80th birthday. I'd like to wish Marilyn Mundorf a happy 80th birthday. They're going to have an open house to celebrate her birthday on Sunday, August 17th from 2 to 4 at her home at 300 West Main Street in Lewis, and a short program will be held at 3. So you can come out and wish her a happy birthday, and the family does ask for no gifts, please. So happy birthday to Marilyn Mundorf celebrating her 80th birthday with that open house on Sunday, August 17th from 2 to 4 at her home at 300 West Main Street in Lewis.
Excellent. Got one anniversary here, too. It's this weekend, August 17th. The 40th anniversary wish going out to Raymond and Patricia Ostris of Wyota. So, Ray and Pat, congratulations. We hope you have a great 40th anniversary. 3 children, 11 grandchildren, all wishing you a happy anniversary this weekend. That's Ray and Pat Ostris of Wyota, celebrating a 40th anniversary
wish. Very nice.
Thanks for letting us have a chance to, I guess, participate in our own little way by wishing you a happy anniversary.
Yes. And we have a birth to announce. There's a baby girl born to Brian and Sarah Flaherty of Osceola on August 12th. They named her Hannah Grace. She was 9 pounds, 12 ounces, 19 inches long. And she was born again on August 12th. And the grandparents are Kevin and Peggy Detlinger of Guthrie Center and Art Willenberg of Dedden and great-grandmother Mary Detlinger of Audubon. So congratulations to Brian and Sarah on their baby girl. Born on August 12th, Hannah Grace.
Sounds like a healthy baby girl.
Yes, very healthy.
Excellent. Well, you know, the Iowa State Fair has been going on for the last week and a half or so, and it'll close up here this weekend. Sunday is the last day of the fair. A lot of folks go through there. About a million or so every year get a chance to wander through the fair. Have you ever looked? I mean, we joke about the food.
Yeah.
We talked about, that's no joke,
by
the way.
Don't joke. That's pretty serious
stuff.
That's
no joke. That's serious, yeah. But we talk about the food, food's on a stick, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
You know, we talk about some of the grandstand entertainment, some of the big things. Have you ever actually looked at the daily program for the Iowa State Fair? My wife and I are going to be there this Sunday. We'll be spending a little bit of time there at the fair. So I just thought, I'll take a look at Sunday's activities just to see. How many activities do you think they have on the fair schedule for just Sunday, just this Sunday, August 17th?
I counted them. I bet it's still a lot.
185.
Oh, my gosh. How do they even?
Who schedules all that? I mean, think about how much planning.
You need like 2-3 days just for one day of events like that.
Well, you can't experience everything at the fair.
No.
It's just not possible. But think of the planning that takes.
Oh, no kidding.
To put all that together. That's why the fair only happens once a year for 11 days, because it takes all the rest of them to figure all this out. Yeah, I was just, all I did was just, I counted everything that had a time schedule, you know, had a time attached to it on that, on the Sunday, August 17th program, 185 things.
Jeez.
And some of them are big deals. You know, you got the Grandstand Entertainment, some of those things like that. The Bill Riley Talent Search Finals will be, you know, that day too. A lot of things like that, big things. But then there are other things too. I don't know how much you wander around the fair and just check things out. But there are some other things there as well that are kind of interesting. Like, for example, at 1 o'clock at the Bud Light stage is the Pigtail, Ponytail, Braid, Mohawk, and Mullet Contest.
The Mullet Contest? That'd be pretty interesting to see.
I'm guessing you don't just decide at the last minute you're going to do that. You've been growing that for a while.
Why, I don't know, but
that's what, yeah, well, you know, taste is what taste is. At the DNR building during the day, they have some things that might be kind of interesting that maybe you'd overlook if you didn't check it out. Things like bird calling basics. If you ever wanted to get into bird calling or know more about it, birdhouse building, you can do a little bit of that. And they have something called Purple Martin Passion. And there are a number of folks around here in southwest Iowa where purple martins tend to be a little bit more populous that have purple martin houses and things like that. So maybe you learn a little bit more about that. They have other things that are going on during the course of the day, too. Also, at the Fairview stage, at 8 o'clock at night, there's something called Here Come the Mummies.
The, like, mummies?
Uh-huh.
Sounds like some,
like, wrapped in bandages, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't really want to know what it is. But that's what's playing there. At the Farm Bureau Pioneer Hall, they have a couple of different events that caught my eye there. At 1 o'clock, it's the Mother-Daughter Look-Alike Contest. And also, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's a fellow by the name of Mike Ockenpaws putting on a program. It's called A Little Bit of Everything on Accordion.
Oh.
You can't get enough of the accordion music,
can you? I remember
talking
about them last year, yeah.
Ah, there you go. In the grandfather's barn at 11, 2, 3, and 6 o'clock, you want to come there and you want to make sure that you're not wearing white, because that's when they're having the grape stomp.
Ooh.
Yeah, you don't want to wear white to that.
No.
That's not a good thing. Of course, you can also enjoy the horseshoe pitching contest. The Iowa State Men's Championships are on Sunday afternoon. That's always a staple at the fair. The horseshoe pitching contest, you know, we've all done it at one time or another at the park or in the backyard or something. They make it look so easy.
Yeah.
And it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. But they make it look so easy. At the Hy-Vee Fun Forest stage at noon is, and they also have at 2 and 4 o'clock other showings of it too. It's called the Rubber Chicken Show, starring Greg Frisbee.
Hmm.
I don't even know what it is, but it just caught my eye because it says the Rubber Chicken Show. There are all kinds of reptile shows, things like that. In the outdoor arena, there's the Llama Show at 8 a.m. We actually watched that part of that one year.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting.
What was it?
Because you don't see llamas all the time. Well, it's just like watching any other livestock show. They're showing the animals stuff. So it's kind of neat. We watched one kid get hauled down the aisle. The llama decided he was going to take off, and down he went, and the kid just...
Held on.
He was just holding on for dear life, and down the aisle he went. He was all right. He was just a little embarrassed, but that was it. But they're big. They're decent sized, strong animals.
Yeah.
If you go to the cultural center, the Jim and Patty County Cultural Center, you'll find all kinds of different crafty type things: candle making, china painting, fingernail art, tattoo art, bracelet making, wire jewelry, barbed wire art, all kinds of things like that, different types of things. And a lot of it's make and take stuff, too, so you can have a little fun with that. The Paul R. Knapp Animal Learning Center at noon will have farmyard bowling. I don't even know what that is.
Farmyard
I may have to check
bowling.
It out, though, to find out.
Yeah.
Farmyard bowling. And then a great, great opportunity for folks down the Rock Island Avenue and Grand Concourse at 2 o'clock. The Clydesdales will be in attendance for a parade. So the Budweiser Clydesdale Parade, and they'll be around much of the day, too, for display up until 9 p.m., so they'll be around all day. There's a cribbage tournament Also, you have a chance to learn a lot about Civil War era with fashions and an Abraham Lincoln presentation. There's a medical demonstration, artillery drills, infantry drills, things like that. So if you've ever wondered about that, there you go. And my favorite, Bandaloni, the one-man band. Can't miss that.
Bandaloni.
I love Bandaloni. Oh, well, I better get to the fair.
Yeah.
That's all the time we got. Thanks for joining us. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.